I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, apprentice or president-elect. Stephen Colbert informs us of an exquisite breed of presidential pet that Donald Trump may keep in the White House. Michael Che doesn't think it's a bad thing that Trump is skipping intelligence briefings. Che, Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Colin Jost on Trump's possible ties to The Apprentice, and much more in today's Punchlines.
That's right, the Senate had its annual Secret Santa, and this year, 59 senators participated. It was mainly Democrats, since Republicans got everything they wanted in November.
Donald Trump has only been to a couple of the daily intelligence briefings since winning the election. But Mike Pence has been to six a week. Pence is kind of like a wife carefully reading the IKEA instructions, and Trump is that stubborn husband yelling, "Yeah, I did it right, it's supposed to be wobbly."
He's getting ready to break yet another presidential tradition. Because this week, we learned that he could become the first president in 150 years who does not have a pet. Other than, of course, the rare golden marmot that nests on his head.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, maybe it's better Trump doesn't know what's going on. I mean, we can't trust him with secrets. This guy tweets every thought that pops into his head. And he's so petty and so vindictive. How long before he tweets out the president of China's home phone number because he got a bad egg roll somewhere? I hope they tell him as little as possible. When Trump shows up to a briefing, I hope they give him headphones and an iPad and make him watch Frozen.
Yeah. Trump will remain the executive producer of The Apprentice. Yeah, Trump said, "I'm not actually going to do anything. I'm only interested in the title." And then...
But a longtime acquaintance of Trump's says she wants to give him a 9-week-old golden doodle. Speaking of Trump's lapdogs, the Republicans control both the House and the Senate. And when Trump becomes president, they've got some big plans because Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader and soda shop owner with a dark secret, says repealing Obamacare would be the first item up in the new year. I mean, obviously, first is get a gym membership, maybe a SoulCycle, though I'm not sure Mitch McConnell has a soul. Now, Republicans have been promising to repeal and replace Obamacare for years now, of course. And while the repeal appears to be just around the corner, the GOP plans to delay an Obamacare replacement for as long as 3 years. What? Am I hearing that right? You're going to take health care away from 20 million Americans, then just figure out how to fix it later? That's like jumping out of a plane and then knitting your parachute on the way down. So,
wow.
Just...
I don't want to do that. On Tuesday, Donald Trump tweeted that he wants to cancel an order with Boeing for a new Air Force One because it costs too much. Which is weird, because Trump usually waits until after the work is done before he refuses to pay. Trump has justified his use of Twitter, saying he'd tweet less if the press did their job better, or if his Ambien did its job better.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.